This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. When it comes to presidential medals, Obama leads the pack with 94 so far and 1 year to go in his term. Republicans gave 5% of their medals to military leaders, compared with 2% of Democrats honorees. Democrats gave 8% of their medals to civil rights leaders, compared with 1% of Republican honorees. Both Democrats and Republicans gave more than 80% of their medals to men, but Democrats have picked non-white recipients 23% of the time, compared with 16% of Republican selections. The World Health Organization has announced that Guinea is now Ebola-free. In the How Will They Rob You Next column, two J.P. Morgan Chase backers have been arrested for creating bank cards to steal $400,000 from 15 elderly banks' accounts in New York. Stolen boats, about 5,000, were taken to the U.S. in 2014, are often relocated to unfriendly jurisdictions where local governments are sometimes less sympathetic to American owners and more susceptible to bribes. Discogs has become the online equivalent of Wikipedia for music, with background and a database of more than 6 million releases. The Discogs marketplace has 24 million items for sale, while eBay's music selection lists almost 11 million. With more than 80,000 orders a week, the site is on track to do nearly $100 million in business by the end of the year. Whole Foods has paid $500,000 for mislabeling weights and products in its stores in New York City. If you find that if you have an imposter Facebook account and can get on your page, you can stop it by going to report this account. If the imposter account has blocked you from getting to the page, ask one of your Facebook friends to report it. For people who do not have Facebook accounts, but imposters have created a false profile anyway, Facebook has a public forum in its help center that can be used by non-members to report the problem. A Russian ship left Iran carrying almost all of Iran's stockpile of low-enriched uranium, fulfilling a major step in a nuclear deal struck last summer and for the first time in nearly a decade, apparently leaving Iran with too little fuel to manufacture a nuclear weapon. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.